you know, Steelers Nation, the wide receiver position has been a concern. And one of those positions that we just keep circling back to that needs addressed, that needs fixed, that needs some serious attention. Omar Khan has had some definite trial and error when it comes to fixing the position. We have been through so much turmoil and so much of the rumor mill, essentially, in regards to that position.
So many rotations at wide receiver. I mean, like, the list just goes back from Allen Robinson to Mike Williams, bro, to MVS last year and even Adam Thielen.
Yes, yes, yes. Literally, last year at the end of the season, we had DK. Well, he was suspended. So thus we had MVS, Adam Thielen, and who else at receiver?
Roman Wilson. But if you remember, he was a healthy scratch.
So, yeah, at the end of last season, man, like, wide receiver was literally like, we were scraping the bottom of the barrel for it. We were. Now, I feel like months removed from the season, after free agency, after the draft, after the additions of Michael Pittman Jr., after the addition of a Jeremy Bernard, where they traded up and got him at 47th overall, I can proudly say that this wide receiver position is a lot better off than it was shortly after the draft last year. Now, we have DK, Pittman, and Jeremy Bernard as your three dependable, trustworthy wide receivers for whoever the quarterback's going to be, waiting on a decision from A-Rod or for him to show up, or whether that's Will Howard, Drew Aller getting the chance. No matter who the quarterback's going to be, it is for certain they have some damn good weapons to throw the football to, and that's not including our tight end room.
Exactly. Like, you finally have some bona fide starters at wide receiver. No more of like, oh, can this guy step up? Or, oh, can the Steelers still address the position? Like, they have finally, Omar Khan has finally taken care of the starting portion of the wide receiving room.
Yeah, to the point where we're no longer in the rumor mill with wide receivers.
We always were.
Yeah, like with Ayuk or with, God, who else was out there? Like, how many receivers were we within the rumor mill for trading for such? So now, I feel like those worries, those rumors, all that attention really is past us, which is a good feeling. It's a sigh of relief for once, because now I feel like we don't have to worry about that at that certain position. It feels like it's literally weight off our shoulders that now when we open up social media or when we think about the Steelers and the wide receiver position, that's no longer a discussion. We have DK, who's a very, very good receiver. Is he a number one? I have my doubts. I have my concerns. Last year wasn't really the greatest test for him to be a wide receiver one, especially after trading a second rounder for him and paying him $33 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
We traded for Pittman, who's a bona fide number two, a prototypical number two in the league. But we needed someone with explosiveness. We needed a route runner. We needed someone that's a playmaker. Thus, they went and got Jeremy Bernard, who I feel is going to be a great wide receiver for the Steelers. I think he's got a high ceiling. I think he speaks of everything that we need at the receiver position. And on top of that, he's a great character, which I can say for a while, we haven't had that at the receiver position. We've had talking heads. We've had drama. We've had low effort type of guys, right? Now, I feel like we actually have a receiver that's going to bring that tradition back to the receiving room.
Big time, and that's something that Bernard for sure brings to the table. I can't remember the last time a Steelers wide receiver really carried that mentality or that attitude to the wide receiver room, because, yes, we had nothing but prima donnas for basically a decade and a half. I mean, like, you guys know the names. You know the headaches that we've dealt with. They're now gone, basically out the league. Now we got a guy in Bernard with a great mindset and great work ethic and just been a reliable target at Alabama, and I feel like he will be that way with the Steelers, no matter who the quarterback will be.
Absolutely. And you watch his tape. You watch a guy like Bernard, man. Like, this guy just speaks of an old-school Steeler where he's quiet, but he's so productive. He's so reliable. He doesn't drop the ball often. He had, what, one drop last year?
Out of 102 targets, I believe.
Four drops overall in his entire collegiate career, spanning from three different schools.
That's right.
Like, you got that factor checked out. You got the route running ability. You got his yak capabilities, right? He's someone you can dunk the ball off to. You can get him on a 5-yard dunk off. He'll get another 20, 25 yards for you. He's that kind of guy. He's elusive. He finds soft spots in coverage, right? He is such a very reliable receiver that's not getting talked about enough. I know a lot of us wanted Mekhi Lemon. A part of me is still a little bit bitter that Omar didn't go up and trade to go get him to secure that. But seeing that we still got Jeremy Bernard and that the fact that he traded up for him after the blunder of day one and how that was just such an embarrassing situation for the Steelers. Although they did get Ihanechor, which I'm really loving the pick because he also has a high ceiling. I'm very, very happy that we landed a guy like Jeremy Bernard.
A really good fit for the team in general. And to have him start off in the slot to work on his route running and just work on all the other negatives that he still needs to work on. But just to feed off a guy like Pittman and feed off a guy like DK, because those guys, with what they bring to the table, with their resumes, their experience, and of course their intangibles, that's going to draw a lot of attention from defensive coordinators and from secondary players. And a guy like Bernard in the slot, that's a great starting point for him, and that's something that Bernard can really bounce off with when it comes to who we have.
Absolutely. He's just that tough, gritty receiver that you put in the slot, but you can bounce outside. You put Pittman in the slot if you want a big body kind of mismatch threat there. I mean, there's ways of orchestrating Bernard early into this offense with Mike McCarthy, no matter who the quarterback's going to be. I'm very excited about Bernard's future, and that makes me think, you know what, receiver is finally fixed. I don't know how long Pittman's going to be here. They trade for him, essentially gave him a two-year extension. I'm thinking he'll be here 2 to 3 years. We still got DK under a big contract. Bernard will be under with a rookie contract. Receiver, at least for the next 2 to 3 years, I don't think should be an issue, because I feel like we actually got playmakers. We got certain guys that are going to be good fits for us.
Big time.
And everyone that's going to bounce off each other. So I'm thinking with the wide receiver position, Hakuna Matata, no worries. Like, for once, we can actually put those concerns and all those thoughts behind us. Like, we actually have a wide receiver room that is solid, that is fixed. We got 3 really good receivers. The only concern about wide receiver going forward is the depth, which is something I wanted them to address even further in the draft. They did draft 2 receivers, Bernard in the second, and they took Caden Wiegen in the 4th. He's more of a kick returner, return specialist, than he is a wide receiver. So I do have some questions on his role in the offense as like a depth receiver. But that is an underrated aspect of his game that I think McCarthy and the receiving room could absolutely exercise.
Yeah, big time.
The question is how much.
Or how immediate. I don't anticipate it right out the gates. And not only Wiegen did they select, but also Eli Heinenreich, who has receiving upside and very well could make the full transition to wide receiver down the road. But again, you're asking 2 day 3 selections to have to be that reliable depth piece. I don't know if that's going to be their role immediately out the gate.
Right.
So they're included. They are potential guys that can step up to the plate. But as far as the depth that we have currently is Ben Skowronek, Roman Wilson, who changed his jersey number from number 10 to number 14,
yeah,
because he used to wear that in Michigan. Brandon Johnson in his 3rd stint with the team, and A.T. Perry. Those are the more recognizable names that we have as far as wide receiver depth behind D.K., Pittman, and Bernard.
Right. It's not the most convincing. Brandon Johnson's been more so like a camp body the last 3 years, going back to when Russ was the quarterback. A.T. Perry, we'll see if he can use his opportunity here. He's a big frame guy, but we'll see if he can really take the chance to give himself a solid camp. But the big name here for your most reliable depth piece, Ben Skowronek's more so that special teams ace, so I don't know how much of a receiving upside he'll have. We're talking about Roman Wilson here. Number 14 now, not 10, number 14. How much of a chance is he going to get? Could he start as the 3 if they want to ease in Bernard? Time will tell. It seems like this is literally like a last chance opportunity for Roman Wilson, because it seemed like under Mike Tomlin, he never really got the chance. He never got the opportunity.
The only time he really got reps was garbage time. Like, the 2 touchdowns that he got last year was garbage time. It didn't matter.
No.
It didn't do anything for the team because we already lost those games.
And then he became a healthy scratch at the end of the season for washed vets like Adam Thielen, who retired, and MVS, who's now a Cowboy.
Yes.
Now, did their veteran experience have a bit of a better impact than Roman? Sure. I guess you can say that.
Did it bring the boost to practice? I would say yes. But did it still help us as far as impact on offense? Not really.
No. I think it also says more about Roman Wilson's season last year that, hey, receiver trouble was such a big concern. We didn't really trade or fix the position at all after trading Pickens. This was a big opportunity for him, and he didn't really get an opportunity. It didn't help his rookie season. He got hurt on a jet sweep in camp, which took him out all his rookie season.
Exactly.
And then last year, you know what? 3rd-round pick. Let's see what he's got. Didn't really see much. Now, if you look at the tape, he was getting open. One of the best aspects about Roman Wilson is his route running. And he didn't really have a lot of drops in college either. So he does have some strong hands coming out of Michigan. But he wasn't getting thrown the football. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers wasn't looking his way. I don't know if Mason Rudolph wasn't looking his way. But you could see, like, he was getting open on some short routes, and they just weren't giving him the football. He had these short little windows that if the quarterback throws with anticipation, imagine what Roman's impact could have been. That's where he's going to get a second chance here as a three, as a four, essentially, with this offense now with Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy has stated that he is very pleased with the roster that Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan has handed him.
That's right.
He is essentially bringing everybody back, even including Aaron Rodgers, most likely. So he's going to give a guy like Roman Wilson the chance. What his role is going to be, it's going to be very telling. But he's going to have one hell of a summer, because now I don't see Roman Wilson as a starter. I thought maybe last year he could be a starter. He really wasn't. This year, definitely not a starter, because we traded for Michael Pittman, who's going to be a great receiver too and help DK. He's going to help Bernard as well, and Bernard's just going to help everybody. He's going to help the whole offense. So what is his role? He's more so the slot option. He's more so the four now, unless someone jumps him.
Looking at the current depth, I would say that Roman Wilson would have to make the most out of being the number four receiving depth piece right there. I would say that he's more likely to win as considering the depth that we have currently. That's just the way I see it. Because I look back at Roman Wilson in the summer that he had, and you heard many coaches and many people that attended training camp, right, saying Roman Wilson's explosive. He looks fast. He looks good. He looks smooth with his routes, right? Because in his rookie season when he was hurt, they weren't really as crisp as they were back at Michigan. In the second year, you kind of saw a little bit of the Michigan Wolverine Roman Wilson in practice.
Right.
And he had a great preseason, if you guys recall. Like, he was really connecting well with Skylar Thompson and Mason Rudolph, but that was preseason. When it came to the regular season, obviously that didn't translate over, whether it was because of Roman Wilson's capabilities as far as a pro at the NFL level, or Arthur Smith just not utilizing him properly, or A-Rod not looking his direction. All those aspects could have came into play, and I'm sure it did when it came to Roman Wilson. He's got to make the most of this. Now with a new coaching staff, now with a more offensive-orientated-minded coach in Mike McCarthy and just the staff that he has brought over here. Like, this is where Roman Wilson's really going to have to make this case and prove to him that not only can he be reliable depth, but a nice, capable starter if he has to be.
Right, because knock on wood, God forbid, we get any injuries to any of the three starting receivers in Bernard, Pittman, or DK, who's the guy to step in? That's the great thing about Bernard, is knock on wood, let's say Pittman or DK goes down. You can bounce Bernard immediately outside because he's that fluid. Then you can put Roman in the slot because that's where he saw pretty much all his time in Michigan. He was mostly a slot receiver coming out of Michigan. Now that Mike McCarthy is the head coach and the play caller, he runs a lot of 11 personnel. That's where Roman's role is going to fit perfectly. That's where he struggled a lot with Arthur Smith and his scheme is Arthur Smith didn't run a lot of 11 personnel. He never really ran three receiver sets.
No.
It was all tight end heavy, 12, 13 personnel. That's why we saw a lot of Darnell and Muth and Connor Hayward and Michael Pruitt and Jonnu Smith. We didn't see much of Roman Wilson. It wasn't a scheme fit. This is where Roman could really see his impact and his opportunity shine brightest now in his third year coming up, if he can stay healthy and if he can have himself a strong camp. I was having doubts before the draft if this guy could even make the roster. But seeing how they addressed receiver in the draft, I think there's a chance that they're going to give him a shot to be very reliable depth, give him that opportunity, maybe even be a starter as a three to start the season if they want to ease in Bernard. There's options here. Otherwise, behind that, who's your depth? You're looking at Caden Wiegen, who is mostly going to be our return specialist. And I think he's going to be a great return specialist. Look at his stats in college. I mean, it speaks for itself.
Put himself in the record books.
He's explosive. He's got great vision. He's very agile, which honestly could come into effect with his route running capabilities. Because if you look at his practice reps on one-on-ones at the Shrine Bowl, the guy was getting open. The guy has that short area burst, that little bit of explosiveness. So could that be an aspect of his game that McCarthy wants to utilize as a receiving threat? Or like you mentioned, Eli Heidenreich, 7th-round pick out of Navy. He's more so a receiving guy than he is a running back. Like, is he going to be one of those guys that sees carries in between the tackles? I don't think so. They'll use him there. I just don't think he'll see the majority of his touches there.
Yeah.
He's going to be used a lot as a receiver. He's got the build. He's got the slot capabilities. He's got that playmaking experience, right? Could he really truly make the transition over to receiver? And could he see himself as getting more of an impact in that spot? Seeing how, in my opinion, somewhat bare the receiving depth is. Like, we already have our starters, but the depth is a bit concerning. Having Bernard be that in-and-out versatility guy is a positive, but even still, you're going to need some of that extra depth. Roman Wilson's going to get that opportunity. Caden Wiegand could definitely see some of that role there instead of just being primarily just a return specialist. I mean, considering he's a fourth-round pick, you kind of want him to be utilized in that area. Was it a bit of a reach? Yes.
But maybe the coaching staff views him more than just a return specialist. That could be... Because, again, this is a completely different coaching staff compared to Tomlin and his staff. Because when it came to Tomlin and his rookies, he hardly rushed him out there. He was always extremely, extremely patient with them. Honestly, maybe a little too patient with them.
Yeah.
Like, how many times were we preaching, like, yo, get this rookie out here? Because these veterans that he constantly kept bringing in just weren't getting the job done whatsoever. So maybe with McCarthy and his coaches, maybe they view a guy like Wiegand and a guy like Heinenreich more capable of having an earlier impact compared to how Tomlin uses rookies.
Absolutely.
That could be a possibility. That could be an idea. Maybe I'm just trapped in the Tomlin cycle of, you know, he's in one area and that's where he's going to be at least in his first year. That's kind of how I view Wiegand and Heinenreich within their first year. Heinenreich fighting for a roster spot, but being more of a receiving back to start off, and Wiegand being that immediate return specialist come day one.
Right. But could they see expanded roles maybe sooner than we expect? Because you're right, we are still kind of in that Tomlin lore where all we knew growing up was Tomlin and how he would ease his guys into, or his rookies into, roles in the offense or the defense, wherever, whatever side of the football. With McCarthy, I think he might see more of, hey, let's get this guy here. Let's see how we can experiment him in more of a role than what you might expect immediately.
He might be more open to giving those guys the opportunity.
Right. So, like, you might view, like, Caden Wiegand as a reach in the fourth. Was he a bit of a reach? Yes. Because of, you view him as just a return guy. You took a return guy only in the fourth round. You could have waited. Well, how about they put him at receiver? Maybe he could see some slot reps. Maybe he could see some time getting the ball behind the line of scrimmage and use his agility and his explosiveness and his elusiveness to get up the field. We'll see if they want to exercise that and use more of him, seeing that they took him early in the fourth round, right? That could be a benefit there. That's where the receiving depth is a bit of a concern, but we got to see what these guys can bring to the table, because as of now, receiving depth might be a bit of a concern to you guys. It is to us a little bit, but perhaps the guys that they selected, they might be our depth. They might be the dependable guys that we need. Could they go in free agency? Because free agency is still alive. It's very dead, obviously. And you look at the market, there's not really many guys out there. You look at some of these guys, and you're like, they're kind of past their prime. They're not really depth pieces. But you look at some faces, and you're thinking, there's a bit of a connection there. Could they still bring in extra bodies for training camp? Could they bring in extra bodies for depth? Could they bring in extra veterans just to fit certain roles?
Yeah. And to point this out, we're not looking for these guys to be a starter. If anything, they would have to fill in for, say, a suspension, again, knock on wood, for Metcalf, or an injury were to transpire, right? We're here talking about them solely filling a depth role, like the wide receiver 4 role or the wide receiver 5 role, right? Depending on how Roman Wilson does this summer, right? That's what we're looking for them. So as a depth piece, some of the names that I'm going to mention right here don't seem that bad as far as depth goes.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, as you see here, we have listed here, Tyreek Hill, free agent. He just came off a serious leg injury. So he's not going to be a backup. Neither is Stephon Diggs.
Or Deebo Samuel. Like, those three names right off the bat, I'm just going to exclude them because they're not going to settle for a depth role.
Or even Juwan Jennings, who would be a great receiver for the Steelers to add, but there's a reason he's still on the market, whether it's cost or he wants certain receiver money or he just doesn't want a certain role in the offense that he thinks less of himself of. He wants more, which with the Steelers, he wouldn't get. So those guys, they're not depth. They're not. So we're looking at some bare names here. You're looking at Curtis Samuel. You're looking at DeAndre Hopkins, who's going to be 34 soon. Noah Brown makes a lot of sense because obviously there's some Mike McCarthy connection there.
Yes, McCarthy coached Brown back when Noah Brown was a part of Dallas. And under McCarthy, he was actually frequently used as a blocker and as a special teams guy.
Yes.
And he actually did quite well in both roles to a point that got him some receiving opportunities to find targets on his direction. So the connection is there, and Noah Brown is one of those guys that has the build that McCarthy really adores, that really likes in a wide receiver. 6'1" or taller, he's about 210 pounds. He brings blocking capabilities, and he has that inside and outside versatility to play in the slot or outside.
Right.
So he brings that capability. Noah Brown just seems like a guy, as far as a depth role, for depth purposes, it just seems like it make makes sense for the Steelers to kind of view Brown in free agency and be like, you know what? Just add another body, another name, but McCarthy's familiar with him. Just makes all the sense in the world to me.
It does. No, because, you know, he was most recently with Washington, his biggest playoffs are coming off that Hail Mary versus the Bears. But as a depth role, he was more of like a 4 or a 5, maybe sometimes seeing role as a 3, right? As a Steeler, like, he would get a very cheap veteran minimum contract. There's no loss there. He's someone McCarthy's familiar with. He knows what he can bring to the offense, what he can bring to the table. If you want to use him in special teams, I'm sure he's capable there as well. He would come in and essentially be like the 4 or 5. How that would happen, when that would happen, it's to be determined. But it's an option based off of maybe McCarthy wants to continue to add to the receiving room. As, I mean, they already added Pittman. They already added Bernard. They added 2 other receiving threats in day 3, right, with Wiegen and Heidenreich. Maybe he wants to add more. Maybe he wants to add some chemistry, some experience, some familiarity for himself into the receiving room, which isn't a bad thing. Another veteran in the receiving room. How many years have we gone where we just haven't had a legitimate veteran in that room? I feel like the most experienced veteran we've had with a predominant role has been DK, because he's been in the league for a while. Otherwise, before that, Deontay wasn't really a veteran. Pickens wasn't really a veteran. Roman wasn't a veteran. I mean, now we got these veterans in the room, which is a very good thing because we needed that. But not only veterans, we need guys that are going to have certain roles, that are going to live up to those roles properly. Noah Brown could be one of those pieces. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I want to view it as a realistic option just based off the Mike McCarthy connection.
Yeah, big time.
Otherwise, you look at the rest of these names. Keenan Allen's still playing.
I don't think he's going to want to come to the Steelers, not as a depth piece.
No.
I just don't view it.
Yeah, you look at all these options. I mean, Josh Reynolds.
He's another guy that brings the size and the in and out versatility, and he was a good blocker for the Rams, though that was, what, like 6, 7 years ago? I just said the number out, my bad.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, that's a depth piece right there. That could be another veteran guy that could bring in, if anything, as a camp body. I mean, but he fits the build.
You look at all these other names. Tim Patrick, Zay Jones, Hunter Renfrow, Sterling Shepard, Juju Smith-Schuster, who is still 29 years old. He came in the league incredibly young. He wasn't even 21 yet when he came into the league.
No, he was 20.
Hey, if you want to bring him home, what hurt? Well, I'm not going to advocate for it. I'm not going to go to the Steelers organization and put up picket signs and say, bring back Juju, bring Juju home. But if you want to bring him home, no harm, no foul. Because at this stage of his career, we know what his role is, and we know the kind of receiver he could be.
I don't rule out a reunion entirely, because I remember people saying when we had bad receiver troubles, people were throwing out Juju, like, bring him back, bring him back. That was when we needed a starter. Juju nowadays is not a starter, and that has been the case for the past 2 years with his time in Kansas City.
He didn't even have 400 yards last year.
No, he didn't.
He also wasn't a starter.
No, he was a depth piece. He was a receiver for Andy Reid, for Patrick Mahomes, as that rotating receiver that could be in there for blocking purposes, that could work outside or inside, and just could be an extra hand. He's not a starter.
No.
At this stage, he is nothing but a depth player. But again, we're only looking for a guy to fill a depth role.
Right.
And Juju, he brings everything to the table that Mike McCarthy likes in a wide receiver. He's tall. He's got a good build. He can block and now versatility. And the thing about Juju with his game is he has always been reliable when it comes to catching the football.
Absolutely.
You hardly saw the man drop a football. Hardly.
Right.
So if you want a guy that has consistent enough hands, Juju brings that too. If you want to bring him back to Pittsburgh for a depth role, I don't see the harm in it. I don't.
No. Again, it would be very much like Noah Brown. He's that vet with that in-and-out versatility, that blocking capability that would just serve nothing more than just depth. Again, I'm not going to advocate for it, but if they want to do it, I ain't going to say
Isn't 19 available?
Yeah, Calvin's gone.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, like, hey, the number's open.
Again, man, if they want to, like, I don't think anyone in this organization has any ties to Juju. Like, no one in the coaching staff. They're all gone.
They're all gone.
The only connection is Omar and Art Rooney II.
Pretty much.
That's it.
And it's not like Juju burned bridges. He was just annoying. He was annoying with his TikToks. But you haven't really seen that frequently nowadays. I think Andy Reid basically shut that shit down.
Well.
And can you blame the guy?
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think Juju's going to bring that back to the city of Pittsburgh.
No.
I don't think that's going to be a concern. You haven't really seen a lot of that going throughout social media.
No. But Juju, like, if they want to bring him back, we're not going to harbor too much on this topic, but if they want to bring him back, why not? But if there were two receivers that they were going to sign in this free agency list, it's either Noah Brown or Juju. Otherwise, I'm going to scroll down here just to finish the list here. The names aren't great. So thus...
No, not at all.
Would I have liked them to address receiver maybe a little bit more predominantly in the draft? Yes. And by that, I mean maybe take two receivers day two. Like, that's what I would... Like, if you weren't going to take receiver day one, they tried, they failed, they took one in Bernard, I was thinking maybe they take another receiver day two just to add more, just to add more depth, add more youth, and frankly, just strengthen that room a little more. And they still added two other receiving-worthy guys in Wiegen and Heidenreich. They're just a little more later that... Again, it's one of those things where their roles might not see receiving upside immediately. They're just there for... competition. They're there for Wiegen, for instance, is just a receiving guy.
Yeah.
But maybe what we think their immediate role is going to be is actually going to be more expanded than we anticipate, which could be a good thing for the receiving room and frankly for our depth by itself.
And I will say this, it could be a very good test when it comes to this new coaching staff. Because when you look, especially when it comes to the draft classes with the players that they selected and the value that they got them at, some of them were reaches, some of them were arguably reaches, but you see the developmental process in a lot of these guys, you know what I'm saying? And maybe that's the direction that they want to go, maybe that's something that they want to dip their feet in, as far as, you know, dipping their feet in the pool goes. Maybe they just want to experiment and see what they are capable, what they can do getting the most out of these guys with where they select them.
I think that's exactly what they're going to do, unless they want to sign someone for agency, which isn't obviously a lock. They could definitely see what their depth is going to consist of and what they're going to bring to the table, especially a guy like Roman, who I view him more so than anybody as the main depth guy, which isn't a bad option because I think he brings a lot of the skill set that you want in a depth piece, or especially a guy in the slot predominantly. He's got the speed. He's got the route running ability. His hands are pretty reliable from what we've seen. It's a small sample, but from what we've seen, I think he's trustworthy enough. He's just not starter worthy, at least not from what we've seen. Based off what we saw,
he hasn't proved that yet.
No,
and this is going to be his last chance. Like he has no choice but to make this work. He has to make this work if he wants to stay a Steeler. If he wants to have opportunities, just get open for him on offense. He's got to make this work.
Definitely, but I mean. There's no better opportunity for him than now because based off the scheme and the fit and what we need now at that position, seeing we have our starters, it's a good spot for him now. Seeing that he's in his third year and, frankly, the coaching and the scheme change was very necessary for him. Otherwise, the starters we have, I'm very happy. I couldn't be more happier because I think we got someone that's going to help DK. DK really needed – he always needed someone to bounce off of because he's – to me, he's not a number one. He's not the dominant number one that's going to put up 1,000-yard seasons or 1,400 yards and double-digit touchdowns. He's not that guy, but he needs someone to feed off of. I think that's what Pittman's going to bring. I think that's what Bernard's going to bring, and they're all together. They're going to help each other, which is going to make this receiving room a lot better than what we've seen the past number of years, and that alone makes me excited. It makes me happy that the receiving position, for now, is resolved. Like, I got no worries about the receiving position.
Now, on paper, I mean, you got the starters. You finally have the guys that whoever the quarterback's going to be, you have guys that they can trust to throw the ball to. At the end of the day, it's also about communication, execution, and just how the offense is able to write up what they can do on offense, on how they can be effective.
Right. But in this offseason, before and during the draft, we all knew Omar had to fix his receiving room because, to me, he butchered it. He traded for DK. We had Pickens. He traded Pickens. We were in the same spot essentially the last 2 years until now. Now he went and got Pittman, extended him, gave him a good contract for what he brings to the table. It's a good deal, good value. And frankly, we weren't going to get a guy like Pickens or a guy like Pittman with the picks that we gave up to get him. And for the contract, it's a good move. And then you went and got Bernard. You knew you needed to address receiver early, and he did. It was weird how it all turned out, but I think I'm very happy with the fact that we got Bernard and he fixed receiver this offseason. We got to see what it looks like on Sundays, on the field, with what McCarthy's going to do, with how the quarterback's going to do. But on paper, the way it looks compared to the past couple years, I can say that Omar has fixed the wide receiver troubles for now. We'll see how it looks. We'll see how it all goes in execution. But for what we have, I'm happy. The depth is a bit of concern, but I think we got some young studs that are going to get great opportunities with this new scheme change.
Big time.
So that could be an exciting factor as well. And I'm very interested to see how they're going to be used, what their roles are going to be immediately when mini camp and when OTAs and when training camp comes around, right? And when we actually get back into the football field and the football season, it'll be very interesting to see what these young guys can do. That's another good thing about our depth is they're young guys. They're guys under rookie contracts, which is a good thing for the receiving room. Instead of these rentals for depth, maybe these guys see an immense role immediately. And then, boom, you got your depth sorted out. You got your depth figured for the next couple of years.
And again, that might be a part of the vision that the new coaching staff just wants to try to pursue and try to execute. And if it pans out, then listen, great freaking job. And let's just hope that when it comes to the summer, we see an indication of that. Fingers crossed on that.
And one more thing I'll mention. Omar Khan said it, not this past combine, but in 2025. He said it during the 2025 combine, we need playmakers. We need playmakers on offense. We need playmakers at the receiving position. We got playmakers. That's for certain. Bernard's a playmaker. DK, when he's feeding off somebody, can be a playmaker. He needs to work on his drops, but he can be a playmaker. Pittman, playmaker. Wiegen, playmaker. Heidenreich, absolutely a playmaker.
Big time.
Roman Wilson, with the opportunity, he can be a playmaker. So we'll see what this receiving room is consisted of and how more refreshed and hopefully resolved it's going to be. I'm very excited to see how it turns out this season. But let us know your guys' thoughts down in the comments below. How do you guys feel about this wide receiver room? Are there any more concerns you have regarding the receiver room? Or is there someone you want the Steelers to continue to reach out for or add to the receiver room? Let us know your guys' thoughts down in the comments below. Otherwise, we'll see you in the next one. Here we go, Steelers.
And as always, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you later.
Peace!